Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 401 for Friday, May the 20th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Friday morning, taking strength from gains in U.S. soybeans. Canola was anywhere from 90 cents to $3 above unchanged, with the July contract checking in at $523.70 a ton. Malaysian palm oil futures and crude oil were both stronger, which helped to support the canola market. The Canadian dollar was relatively weak compared to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive on the international market. Forecasters say expected rainfall in Alberta may be less than originally thought, and that was bullish for the market. However, U.S. soy oil was below unchanged, which dragged on values. U.S. farmers are expected to swap out corn acres in favor of soybeans, and that was bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 8 cents higher, with the July contract at $10.79 a bushel. The market got a boost from gains in Chinese and European markets and updates on the sluggish Argentine harvest. Action in the equity market also proved bullish for grains. Demand for soy meal helped to underpin soybeans. Both commercials and speculators are showing interest in buying. Corn was 1 to 2 cents stronger, with the July contract checking in at $3.92 a bushel. Corn benefited from spillover buying in soybeans and soy meal. U.S. export sales were a bit stronger than expected, and that added some strength in the market. However, the gains were limited by dry weather in the U.S. Midwest and strength in the U.S. dollar. U.S. wheat was 1 cent higher, with the July contract checking in at $4.69 a bushel. Wheat is posting minor gains as the market receives spillover support from corn and soybeans. Light rain is expected to fall on the U.S. southern plains this weekend. Demand has been slow, however, as the world has large stockpiles of wheat already. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, May the 20th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.